Bezos Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This evening's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Sivan, Rav Yosef. Today's daf was Nazir Daf Yud Beis, and we left off at the bottom of Yud Alf Yud Beis at the words, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. A good devach to Dr. Ron, Dr. Joe, and to Dr. Chanach Henach. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says on the bottom of the page, the Gemara is now going to present a halacha about shlichus, about making a shliach for something, and ask a question against that halacha from our Mishnah that we learned yesterday. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochan. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tsei v'kadesh li isha stam, ha'gotavach tu harav dov bin yamin ben shneir zalman dun. If a person says to a shliach, go and marry me a girl. I just want to get married. I don't care who the girl is. Just marry me a girl. V'kadesh li isha stam. And then what happens? So he goes out and does it, but he dies. They didn't have cell phones. He dies, and now we have no idea who this guy is married to. Usur b'chol hanashim sheba'olam. So he's usur now to marry every single girl in the world. Why? Because every single girl in the world might be the girl who he's married to's daughter, granddaughter, mom, grandmother, dad's mom, sister, son's daughter.
How can anybody else marry them?
That's Toises' Kasha, Dr. Joe. That's Toises' Kasha. So, well, let's just first read the Gemara. Excellent, Dr. Joe. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Why do we sue them? Because we assume that the guy went ahead and married him off. If you came into the little parish, like, we have no idea who he's married to. Ha lo yada, heiniu kadoshla. He has no idea who he's marrying, and maybe the girl who he's marrying is usher to him, be'erva. Take a look at the top Tosfos. Usher b'chol hanashim shabolim. Vim tomar, Dr. Joe's kasha. Vim tomar, v'kulei alma yasu lisa nashim, d'shem azos ishim miskacha yidei shliach. Once this thing happened with somebody, well, if we say maybe this girl is married, so you're worried that maybe there's some girl in the world who's married to this guy. We have no idea who it is. So maybe you shouldn't, no one should be allowed to marry anybody because maybe they're marrying the girl that this guy married off. According to Rabbeinu Tam, says a woman's belief to say she wasn't married. So Tenach Gedolos, that's by girls who are over bas mitzvah. Maybe the father's dead and the shliach's dead, everybody's dead, and maybe somebody accepted kiddushin for this girl who's under the age of 12. So you shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody. Taisa says, Demido Raisa filuhu shari Lisa. Mido Raisa, this guy who made a shliach, he really is allowed to marry any girl. Why? Because you can rely on Rove. In Judaism, we rely on majority. There's no question that the majority of the girls in the world are not this girl's mother, daughter, grandmother, granddaughter. And we don't say that she's related to the one who was mekudeshes. The rabbi just midrabanan penalized the guy. So they only penalized him. They didn't penalize the rest of the world because the rest of the world didn't do anything wrong. He's an idiot for telling the shliach to go marry a girl and not saying which girl. Now let's look at the next question in Tosas also because it's going to be related to today's daf. So we learned this in Ksubas, that whenever you have an isser that's kavua in its place, you don't follow rove, you don't follow majority. If there's an isser that's kavua in its place, we have a rule, kol kavua kemechza amechza dami. Whenever there's an isser that's set in its place, we consider it as if it's a 50-50 suffix. It's a good question, why is that, right? Remember we had this many times already. Let's say there are 9 kosher butchers in the town and 1 treif butcher, and you find a piece of meat in the street. So then you're allowed to rely on Rove because the piece of meat left the store. It's not kavua. But if you know you bought it from a store, you just forgot which store you bought it from, it's a 50-50 suffix. Even though it's not really 50-50, since the stores are kavua, and you bought it from the place that it was kavua, it was set, so we treat it as a 50-50 suffix. Okay, not the time now to go into greater detail about that. So Tosis asks, aren't the women in their homes kavua? It's only where the Isser and the Heter are clearly delineated, like the kosher store and the trade store. Here we have no idea where this woman is. We have no idea. So the Isser is not kavua la'atzmo, and therefore we would not apply the rule of kol kavua kamatzam etzdami. The Gemara is going to raise the Isser of kavua a little bit later as well. Back in the Gemara, but before we get to the Gemara, right? So this tells us very important. Mido Raisa, really the woman is mutter, right? Because you could rely on Rov. Mido Rabban and the rabbis penalized him. Okay. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asked one question against Rabbi Yochanan, and then the next question is going to be from our Mishnah. Eisvei Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. There's no Gemara on Kinim, just Mishnah, so we're not going to do this in the Daf. Cain, Stuma. Let's say you have a pair of birds. A guy's like a Zav, or he's got to bring a pair of birds, a Mitzora, whatever it is, he's got to bring a pair of birds, one for an Ola, one for a Chatas, but he hasn't yet designated which one's an Ola, which one's a Chatas. Shaparcha goes lechem yam lavir Olam. One of them flew out into the world. Oh, Shaparcha levin Chatas amesis, or it flew into another group of birds that were destined to die. Oh, Shemesachim, remember, one of them died. And we have no idea which one is left and which one left, but you didn't yet designate each one. So, Yikach Zug L'Sheni. It's not a problem. Since you did not designate them yet, just go buy another bird, and now you could use both birds. However, V'ilu Kad Meforesha. So Reish Lakish is Medayik. That's only if you have not yet designated them. But let's say you have already designated them, but you don't remember which is which, and one of them flew out to the world. Ah, V'ilu Kad Meforesha Ein Lo Takana. So you're messed over. And this bird cannot be used for anything. Says the Gemara, V'ilu shara kinin ba'alma mitakin. So the Gemara says, okay, very nice. You're messed over that you can't use this bird anymore. But wait a minute. How can anyone ever bring a carbon from a bird? Maybe it's this bird that was already designated as one, as a chatos or an ola. And we know there's a halacha. You can't use a bird that's already been consecrated. It's already been sanctified and designated. So, right? If you have to bring more birds, you have to bring other carbonos. You're allowed to just take random birds that are flying around in the world. What do you mean? Maybe that's your bird. Ask the Gemara of Amai, Lema kol chad v'chad adoma hayninu. Why don't we assume that any bird you're going to bring in the future might be this one, and this one was already consecrated to bring for another carbon? Why is that any different than the case of the woman? How come in the case of the woman we said she's usser, he's usser to marry anybody, there's a penalty to Rabbanan? And here we don't make a penalty to Rabbanan. Or the other Rishonim learn differently. We'll see in a minute. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan answered to Reish Lakish, Kamina na isha de lo naida, ramis liadi, sura denayid. I said my halacha by a woman. A woman lives in a house. She generally doesn't move from the house. Oh. Women do move from the house. In the times of the Gemara, they were in the house a lot more. But even if they do go to the marketplace, they go to Gourmet Glad to shop, they're coming back, or they go to work, they go to be a doctor in a doctor's office, but they're going to go home at night. We know where they live. We know where generally they hang out. So the woman is called kavua. Kamina na I said alacha isha delonaida. She's kavua. And therefore, we have to assume kol kavua kemechza al mechzadam. It's like a 50-50 suffix. And therefore, you have to be machmir. Now again, Tosa said it's not really kavua, because midoraisa you could rely on rov, but midorabanan it looks like kavua, it smells like kavua, so they made a takana. That's the way Tosa understands over here. If you look at Tosa's the Ramaskal, isha delonaida. Look at the fifth Tosa on the page. When he did low kavua lagamri, kid the parashti lel, even though it's not really kavua, like I explained earlier, mikomakom dumya ktsas the kavua of the yesh lahachmir. It's like kavua, and therefore the rabbis were machmir by a woman. But a bird is flying all over the place. We have no idea where the bird doesn't have a house. Even if the bird has a house, it's always running from place to place to place, and therefore you could rely on majority. When it comes to birds, rely on a majority. It gets mixed in with the whole rove, and therefore it's not a problem. So, v'amrit liat, isur denayid, what are you asking me, Akasha, from birds? Birds are running all over the place, and therefore you could follow the rove. But women, they live in a house, and you have to say, kal kavua kamechza mechza dummy, and therefore you're going to be strict. So the Mefarish over here, right, it's not Rashi, it looks like Rashi, the Mefarish says that the Pasuk says in Yishayo, a woman's place is in the house. Kol kvuda bas melech pnima. That it's respectable for the woman to be that keres abayis, kol kvuda bas melech pnima. So therefore we assume that the woman, at least in the times of the Gemara, this was true, that the women were home a lot more than the men were. Nowadays the man's learning in kollel and the woman's out working. All right, that's for a different discussion. But there's a pasuk in Yishayel called kvuda bas melech pnima. So we assume that the woman is considered to be kavua, because even if she goes out to work or she goes out to the shopping, she's coming back to the house. As opposed to the bird, you know, you don't know where the bird's going to be. And v'chi tema hachanami nayid. And even if you'll tell me, what do you mean? The woman is also going from place to place. She's not always home. Amor b'shuk ashkach v'kaddish. And maybe the shliach found her in Gourmet Glot and gave her the marriage and was mekaddish her in Gourmet Glot. And so the Gemara, Hasam Hajul Nichusa, the woman's going to go back home at night. Gabe Kane, but the bird, Mi Hajra, it doesn't necessarily go back at night. It might go back a long while later. It's considered to be parish. Ah, says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava further states, Umoda Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan admits, Beisha She'en La Lobas. Velo baspas, velo basbein, velo aim, velo achos. A woman, if the shliach was mekadesh a woman, let's say you have a woman who, so we said before that you appointed a shliach, so you can't marry anybody. That's it. You're done. You're doomed for the rest of your life. You can't get married. But you know who you could marry? You could marry a girl who has no mother, no grandmother, no daughter, no granddaughter, right? Because this woman clearly can't be related to the woman that the shliach might have been mekadesh. Umodor b'yochan b'yishen lo lo bas, lo bas bas, lo bein, lo bas bein, lo aim, lo aim aim, lo achos, she has no sisters. V'avol b'yishahoyse lo achos, even though she used to have a sister, and she got divorced. And the sister got divorced afterwards. Dahi Sharia. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that woman you're allowed to marry, because clearly that woman was not related to the woman that the guy was Mekadesh. Says the Gemara, my taima, why is this girl mutter? Obviously. We're just asking on the last one. All the other ones are obvious. Why is the woman mutter? Right? Maybe the shliach married her after she got divorced. And therefore, the sister would be usher. So why do we say that if she was married at the time, how do you know? Maybe the shliach was mekadesher afterwards, says the Gemara. We're not worried about that. At the time that the mishaleach said to the shliach, go marry me a girl, having the simon legavri, at that time she was married. And the rule is, kimashvi shaliach, when a guy appoints a shliach, b'milsa dekai mekameh, he's making him a shliach to mekadesh, a girl who is available to be mekudeshes now. If this girl is already married at the time that he made her a shliach, so then we don't assume that she got divorced by the time he married her. B'milsa dekai mekameh, since at the time of the appointing of the shlichus, this girl was off limits to the shliach because she was married at the time, even if she got divorced afterwards, lo mashvi shliach. The shliach would not be able to marry her, even if she got divorced subsequently, he wouldn't have been able to do it. Now the Gemara is going to ask against this last point of Rava from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, Va'alai L'Galech Nazir. Remember from yesterday? Guy says, I want to be a Nazir, and I also want to bring Karbanos for somebody else who's a Nazir. V'shama Chaveiro V'amar V'ani V'alai L'Galech Nazir. And then his friend heard and said, me too, I want to be a Nazir, and I also want to bring Karbanos for a Nazir. So what did the Mishnah say? Imhayu Pikhan, if they were smart, and they want to get out of having to bring too many Naziris and too many Karbanos, Megalchin Zezeh, they could each observe Naziris, and when they're ready to finish, each of them brings Karbanos for the other one, and they're done. Vimlav, if they don't do that, Megalchin Nazir Macherim, then they're going to have to bring their own Karbanos, and then they're going to have to go find another, each of them have to go find another Nazir and spend thousands of dollars buying animals and bringing them for other people. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Basra Ikakadma Kameh. I understand when the second guy said, I also want to bring Karbanos, so it works for me to bring Karbanos for your Karbanos. But how does it work when the first guy committed to bring Karbanos before the second guy had already committed to being a Nazir? If you're telling me that when people speak, the words are only relevant to the situation status quo, the way it is right now. So at the time that the first guy accepted upon himself to bring somebody's Karbanos of Naziris, the second guy wasn't yet a Nazir. So how in the world could the first guys bring the second guy's Karbanos? How is that a fulfillment of his commitment? At the time that he made the commitment, the second guy wasn't yet a Nazir.
Oh.
Bishlam Basra, Ikikadma Kameh. El Kadma, the first guy, Miyaka Basra Kameh. The second guy, what is a Nazir yet? So how in the world could the first guy be Yotze his vow by bringing the second guy's Karbanos if at the time that he made the vow, the guy wasn't a Nazir yet? Answers the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ella, Hachikamar. No. This is what the first guy meant. Imashkachna Dahavi Nazir Agalche. If I find a guy who's a Nazir now, I'll bring his Karbanos. Meaning, no. If I find a guy who's a Nazir in the future, I'll bring his Karbanos. So Hachanami, so too. Hachikamale, the Mishalek saying to the Shliach, Imashkach is the Megarsha.
Even if there's a girl who's married now, but if I'm looking around for someone to marry and then the woman afterwards gets divorced, I might marry her also. So how come we said before that if somebody was married at the time, but she's now divorced, we're not worried?
Maybe the guy said, "I'll go relay." Imishkach is the Megarsha Kaddishli. Answers the Gemara. Amre the Bnei Yeshuva answered, "Right,
no, it's not just that we assume that a guy would marry this girl. No, it's a different halacha. It's a much more rigid and rigorous halacha. Fascinating halacha.
Loi mashvi inis shliach ela b'milsa d'matzi avet hashta.
I can't appoint a shliach to do something that I can't do right now. If I can't do it right now, I can't appoint a shliach to do it. So right now the girl's married. So could I have married her right now? No. So when I appoint a guy, a shliach, to go marry somebody for me, this girl's going to be off limits even if she subsequently gets divorced because at the time that I appointed him a shliach, I couldn't have married her. And therefore, my shliach cannot marry her even if she becomes divorced subsequently.
I
can only appoint a shliach to do something that I can do right now at the time that I'm appointing a shliach.
But something that I cannot do now, loy mashvi. And therefore, since I cannot marry this married girl now, even if after I make my shliach a shliach, the girl will get divorced, we assume that the shliach does not have the power to marry that girl.
Wow.
Ask the Gemara, really? Velo?
Is that true that I can't appoint a shliach to do something that I can't do right now?
But we learn not that way. Tashma. We learned in a brisa. Ha'omer l'apotropos shelo.
What's an apotropos? A guardian. Usually an apotropos is somebody that takes care of orphans. But sometimes you have in Shas a situation where an apotropos is just a guy that takes care of the person's house. Right? Like you have, Rashi says that Eliezer was the apotropos of Avram Avinu. Even though Avram was alive, it wasn't an issue. Right? Eliezer was the apotropos of Avram Avinu. Hi, sweetie. Bye, sweetie. Bye, Chevz. You want to say hello to the shir? Yo, Chevid. All my grandchildren get on the shir sometimes. Bye-bye. Great having you for Shabbos. Bye-bye, sweetie. Okay. So an apotropos, so a guy says to his apotropos, home of apotropos shilo, kol nadarm shetal rishni mikan, acha makam ploni, hafer lo. I'm going on a business trip now. I'm going to be out of the house for 2 months. My wife might make some nadarm while I'm out of the house. So I'm telling you, please be mayfair my wife's nadarim while I'm out of the house. In my place. Vehefer lo. And at that moment, the apotropos was mayfair. We'll see exactly what the case is in a minute about the timing. Yachal, you mufarin, so you might think that the apotropos can be mayfair nadarim, the guardian, the guy's shliach, his apotropos can be mayfair nadarim for him. Talmud Lomar, Pasuk says, kol neidav v'choshu zelano samvash, ishayi kimenu v'ishayi feirenu. Only the husband is allowed to be Mekayim Nadarim. Only the husband is allowed to be made for Nadarim. You can't appoint a Shliach to be made for Nadarim for you. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonas and Omer. What's the problem? Matzinim b'chol makom sheshlucha shel adam kamoso. Why not? It's not true. Just like I could appoint a Shliach to marry a girl for me, I could appoint a Shliach to be made for my wife's Nadarim for me. Why not? Why shouldn't Shlichus work? So Rabbi Yonas says Shlichus does not work to be made for Nadarim. And Rav Yoshia says, Shlichus does work to be made for Nadarim. Says the Gemara. Let's look at Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia said, the Shliach is not allowed to. Taima Adam Rachmani Sheik Meni Mishay Ferenu. So the only reason we said it doesn't work here is because we have a special pasuk that says, only the husband can be mefer. Halav Hachi. But without this pasuk, Apotropos Mefer. The Apotropos would allow to be mefer, and the Gemara assumes it means that the apotropos would be allowed to be made for the Nadarm right now. Right now, the apotropos would be made for the Nadarm. Vila Gabi Didei, but wait a second. But as far as the Baal himself is concerned, if he would want to be made for the Nadarm before he goes on the trip, for afterwards, Tanya, we learned in a Mishnah, it says Tanya, but it probably the Rashash changes it to Tanan, because this is a Mishnah in Nadarm, Ayin Heim and Beis, so it really should not say Tanya, it really should say Tanan. Right? We learned this in Nadarim on Daf Ayin Hamad Alf. Guy says to his wife, "Call Nadarim shetadur mikan va'ach avu mokum ploni." And I'm leaving on a business trip for 2 months. Any Nadarim that you make for the next 2 months, you kayyam, and I want to be mikayim. Then loyam arklum. It's meaningless. Harein mufarin. But if you want to be made for Nadarim in advance, Rabbi Lezer Omer Mufar. Rabbi Lezer says you can't be mikayim Nadarim in advance. But you can be mefer nadarim in advance, according to Rabbi Lezer. V'chachamim omrim eino mufar. And the chachamim say, you cannot do it. So Rabbi Lezer says, you can be mefer nadarim in advance. And the chachamim say, you cannot be mefer nadarim in advance. The Rush writes, in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, since a person does not want his wife to be making nadarim, so he wants to just be mefer all of them. And since he doesn't believe Shalom Mitzchal, so says the Rush and the Shittim Mukubetzis. And the Chachamim explain, no, you can't do it in advance, because it says, Ishayi Kimenim Ishayi Ferenu. We compare Kiyam to Hafara. Just like Hafara you can't do in advance, just like Kiyam you can't do in advance, so to Hafara you can't do in advance. That's the Machlokas. Says the Gemara, Kasaka Daitach, Kiyama Rabbi Yoshia, Alibi de Rabbanan, Dami lo Matzi Mefer. When Rabbi Yoshia said that the apotropos can be Mefer in advance, even though the guy himself, the husband, cannot be Mefer in advance, lo Matzi Mefer. So at the time that I appointed you a shliach to be mefer, I couldn't be mefer. V'ilav dam rachmana ishaikon ishaiferenu. Apachabas have a mefer. If not for that pasuk, so then Apachabas could do it. So the question is, how could I make him a shliach to be mefer the nedarim if right now I couldn't be mefer the nedarim? And so you see, this klal is not right. You see here, the guy himself cannot be made for the Dharma in advance, and yet the apotropos can be made for them. Answers the Gemara, no. V'dilma alibid Rabbi Lezer. Maybe Rabbi Yoshio, who said that a guy can make a shliach to be made for the Nadarm, it wasn't going according to Chacham, who said you can't be made for in advance. Maybe it was going to Rabbi Lezer, who said that you can be made for in advance. Damar matzi mefer. Asked the Gemara, Iyachi, lama li l'shavuya shliach. Well, if we're going contra Rabbi Lezer, who says you're allowed to be made for in advance, well, what in the world is the point of appointing a shliach? Just be made for them yourself in advance. What are you making a shliach? If you're allowed to be made for in advance yourself, so then what are you appointing an apotropos? Just do it yourself. Lafer la'ihu, why don't you do it yourself before you leave on the trip? Answer the Gemara, Kasavar. Dilma Mishtalina. We're talking a few days before the trip. So right now, maybe my wife will make a couple of nadarm in the next couple of days before I go. And I don't want to be mefer yet. But once I go, once I leave, I want to make sure that any nadarm that she makes is going to be mufer. So I'm afraid I'm going to forget to do it before I leave. Mm-hmm. I'm going to forget. So I appoint the shliach now and I say, listen, right now, don't be mefer, but the second I go out on the trip, that's when I want you to be mefer. He's just afraid he's going to forget. We saw this in the Dharm. Kasavar, Dilma Mashalina, or Rasachna, or maybe I'll get angry and I won't be mefer. Oh, Maturidino, or maybe I'll be Tarud and I won't have a clear mind to be mefer. And therefore, I'm appointing a shliach a day or two before I go out, and then, therefore, the shliach will be mefer any nedarim. Yeah, but this is still a problem, right? All you guys are thinking of the same question that Tysus is thinking of. Tysus asks over here, so I don't understand. Why doesn't the husband just say now, he should say now, that any nedarim that I'm mefer, that from the time that I leave, should be mufer? Right, Tysus asks this kash. Dimamaskil Dilma. Dilma Mishdilna. Lashon Shkaga. Vim Tomar. Now he's got his head screwed on straight. Why doesn't he just be made for now? Tos explains he doesn't want to say it now because he's afraid that his wife will get angry with him when she sees that he's being mevatel all his nedarim. So he points a shliach to do it. But when he's leaving the house, he's not worried about the fight because he's already leaving anyway, right? As I say, shalom bias. Shalom bias. Once I'm leaving the house, you know, that's... So he's not worried about that. And the Rush has a different shot. No, really he's appointing the shliach. The Rush learns the whole Gemara. Really he's appointing the shliach at the time that he's going out on the trip. So why doesn't he do it himself? Because at the time that he's leaving... He's all vertracht. He can't think about anything. He's worried about leaving and the travel plans. So he points a shliach. Because he's all mebulbel. He's all messed up. He's thinking about leaving and traveling. He just doesn't want to forget to do it. So he appoints a shliach to do it.
So you kind of two people right from the same nether? Like, can I point someone and I do it so it's covered both ways?
I think so. Even though the husband could be made for Nidra Ishto, even not in front of her, he doesn't want to be made for not in front of her because maybe she won't know that it was Mufar. Mm-hmm. And she'll violate it. A lot of discussion here. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Hare alai l'galeach chatzi nazir. Let's say a guy says, I want to bring karbanos of a half a nazir. V'shama chaveru, and his friends heard, v'amar, v'ani olay legalei chatz nazir. I also want to bring half of the karbanos of nazirus. Zemagalech nazir shalom, zemagalech nazir shalom. There's no such thing as half of the karbanos. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, if you accept upon yourself to bring half of the karbanos, you have to bring all of them. No. The Chum say, find a guy who's got to bring karbanos to the Yerus and pay him half the money for his karbanos. Says the Amar of Hakom Odim, Kol Hechel do Amar Chatzi Karbanos Nazir Olai, Chatzi Karban Mice. If he says half of the karbanos of the Nazir Olai, so he's got to find the Nazir and give him half the money for his karbanos. Karbanos Chatzi Nazir Olai, if he says the karbanos of a half Nazir Olai, everyone agrees, Kule Karban Ba Yisuya. There's no such thing as a half a Nazir. So if you say, I want to bring the karbanos of half a Nazir, you got to bring all the karbanos. My time with the Loashka Nazir is the Paga. There ain't no such thing as half a Nazir. Ki Pligi, what are they arguing about? Belishna de Mastisin de Pligi. The clear case in the Mishnah, Harei al Galea Chatzi Nazir. Rabbi Meir Savar came and told me Harei Alai. Once he said Harei Alai, Le Galeach, Yechayev a Kuli Karban Nazir. So right away he said Harei Alai, Le Galeach, boom, Yechayev in all the karbanos. Right? Because we know Rav Meir's sheet in all of Shas is Tfos Lashon Rishon. Tfos Lashon means once you said Harei Alai Galeach, boom, you're done. Well, what do you say? It's Chatzi Nazir? Sorry, too late. Tfos Lashon Rishon. For Rabbanan Savri, no. Neder Pesach Imahu. The Rabbanan say, no. It's a Neder with the opening meaning, yeah, you said Harei Alai Galeach, but then you explained what you meant. You said Chatzi Nazir. I only meant half of it. It means a neder upesach imo. So means that you made a neder, but then you gave the explanation. You gave the explanation. You explain your words that this that you said harei alai, you only meant half a nazir, half a nazirus. Right away you said harei alai, you said half a nazirus. You're mefarish your words. This is not like karbanos chatzi nazir alai. Karbanos mashma kol karbanos anazir. So says the Rush. Okay. Rabosai, we will stop here. I wish you have a great day. Tomorrow morning, shir in person and on Zoom is at 7 a.m. every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a good tevach. And we will see you tomorrow morning.
Rabbi, thank you so much. Shavua tov.
Shavua tov umvorach.